Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
A good question.
Three random questions.
Let's find out.
With Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
One, two, three.
On The Fan.
All right, here we go. A little three random questions as we do every Wednesday at 11:40. Number one, what's worse in the city, the heat or the smell?
Well, I think they're tied together. I think the heat really makes the smell more noticeable. The garbage. Mm. I feel like the city kind of smells the same way in the winter. So I'm going to say the heat.
Interesting.
Well, I mean, all you smell now is weed. That's all you smell.
Well, I mean, with this heat, it smells more than weed.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I get that. Like,
Hot garbage, subway stink.
I don't take the subway.
Humid. Well, even just walking down the street this morning.
Yeah, you get a little whiff of that too. But
subways, God bless you for not having to take it. Even I have to take it a couple of stops. It's just intolerable.
But New York is disgusting right now. It's gross. It's been gross for a long time.
Are you a big summer in the city guy or no?
No way.
Really?
Are you kidding me? I used to love it. Here's when I used to love Manhattan, right? So when we got engaged, right?
Yeah.
We moved into my apartment in Manhattan for a little bit. Then we went to Hoboken. And I love, and even like when we first had our kids and they were little and we take the stroller or whatever, go to Central Park. I love like 4th of July. I used to. 4th of July, Memorial, Labor Day, when a lot of people flock to the Hamptons or the Jersey Shore, that's the time to come into Manhattan.
Yeah.
That it's empty, it's manageable, you can get a parking spot, it's not nuts, but nah, not anymore.
Interesting you say that because I was thinking the same thing, like driving down the, or walking down the block last week. This heat to me is too much in the city. I would never want to be in the city with this. And the smell, though, is far worse. Mm. I'll deal with the heat. I can't take the smell. It's absolutely disgusting.
It's grossed out by it.
But when I used to live in the city, you know, 10 years or so ago, I loved the summer in the city. It's much calmer, quieter. Mm-hmm. Nobody's here. They're all out east.
Yeah, the West Side Highway,
there are great restaurants on the pier.
Yeah, the frying pans. Well, that's a good spot. You know, you've been there a lot.
Oh, yeah. Frying pan on that boat. That's a great spot.
Yeah,
I'd love to go there again. Man, great memories. Yeah. I'd love to go back to the frying pan or Pier I up on the Upper West Side off of Pier. I think it's like 66 around there.
I don't know that one as well.
You might have been there before. I forget that. I think it's Pier I.
And it's
right around 66, right off of where they used to be the old Trump buildings. On Riverside.
Oh, Riverside, right by Riverside Park.
Oh, dude. Yeah, it's so nice up there. So there are appealing things about summer in the city to me.
Yeah.
This, though, is a little bit different. All right, number two, onion rings, fries, or tater tots?
Fries. I'm going to go with the fries. Now, you had some onions before.
I had some onion rings. I think it depends on where you get them from, but I would say the most often I would get fries.
Yep.
But we had a little discrepancy because we had some food delivered here earlier, and Hoff was saying, Hoff, what did you have of the sides that you had before?
I just had the tater tots.
But how'd you say them?
That's exactly right.
The tots?
No.
No. Be careful.
I said, Hoff, what'd you have? Did you have some onion rings? He goes, no, I had...
Tates?
Yeah. I had some tates. I'm like, what?
What I said to
the hell are tates? They're called tots. Tater tot. I had some tates.
But it's also potato.
Well, it's a long A, the first word. I can see why you twist that up. I could, but it still
sounds... It could have been something way worse.
Well, yeah, you said that as well.
Yeah.
I did something with fries I have not done in a long time. I got brown gravy and I dipped them in.
Today?
No. Oh. It was like last Saturday. It was like three games in a row. And like if you have a long window in between your next game, like a lot of the kids and
two of
the dads go to the diner. And I hadn't eaten much. I had a cup of coffee because the first game was at 8.
Yeah.
I had a banana, a glass of water. I'm like, I'm freaking starving. And I just got a three-egg omelet. And I'm like, you know what? Have some fries with a little brown gravy on the side. That, like those drunken nights in college at the diner.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, that used to be a staple when we were younger, going out to the
next
the
step diner. Is some mozzarella on them.
Yeah.
There we go, nuts.
There was a name for them. Were they just called gravy fries?
That's what I would call them. I'm sure there's a name for them. That's what I used to get.
Man, but I went the onion rings today, and that was a good choice. If they're crispy, nice onion rings, I think that they're better than even a well-done fry. I need my fries well-done.
Yeah, me too. If they're too soft. And Hoff is saying they're called disco fries.
Oh, disco fries. Is that true? I knew there was a name, right? Disco fries.
Yeah, I wonder why I like them.
You get back from the... Yeah, there you go.
I don't mind a few songs from the disco area. Yeah, get down Donna Summer. Let's go.
All right, last one for you. Do you talk out loud to yourself while using the restroom? Either number one or number two, doesn't matter.
The restroom?
Yes. There's a reason I asked this.
Did you hear me talking to myself?
No, I'm asking.
You heard somebody. Somebody's going to get knocked around here at the station. All right, let me see. Somebody's going to get embarrassed. I would imagine that I do. Yeah, I'm just in my own world. Like, I think I sometimes, and I don't mean in my own world aloof and, like, stared up at space. Like, if anything, I'm almost too uber-focused, which is probably why I want to finish the conversation with myself. I don't know. I think sometimes I do... Like, I've done this. The faucet.
Yeah. It
still confounds me.
Yeah.
And I.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Did hear this. I think Boomer and Gio uncovered this. Like, if you just go to get water, I mean, you're going to get soap, too.
Yeah.
But if you don't engage the soap dispensary...
The water doesn't come out as long.
There's an automatic trigger tied in. So when you get a little of soap, then you get 5 seconds of water. When you get no soap, you get a second of water. Anyway, yes, I will converse about that and curse the situation in the bathroom.
Okay, so I was in the bathroom last week, I think. And someone that is not, like, on air, talent, or anything... I didn't know the person. It was some rando that was either visiting the studio, whatever. And it was an older gentleman.
Were you in the stall, or were they in the stall?
I was in the stall.
Okay. Okay.
There's some business before the show.
I assume that's what you were doing.
And then I noticed the old timer coming in and was having a full on conversation with himself.
Okay.
Oh, come on. Oh, yeah. It feels so much better. Like, what, dude, out loud.
You sure he was going to the bathroom?
Yeah. I mean,
are you?
I'm 100% sure. Okay. He was in the urinal.
Is he an old man? Because I think, you know, as you get older, like, it becomes harder to go to the bathroom.
So, all right, but still.
Guy's probably happy something's dripping out.
I'm not saying
took him 20 minutes.
A groan is one thing, like, oh okay, whatever. But like, oh yeah.
Here we
come
go.
Come on.
Let's go, baby. Come on.
To a great start. Ooh, yeah. yeah, I feel so much better.
Just don't trickle all over me now.
I'm thinking to myself, well, thanks for letting me know how your day's going, bro. Like, you could have just, you know.
You should have said something.
I was confident.
See, I would have. Instead, that's the difference between me and you. I would have said something funny like, I would have definitely, all right, over there, buddy. You feeling good?
Yeah.
You just kept it. Did he know you were there?
No. He might have known somebody was there. It was almost like, you know what? You bring up a good point now that I think about it. It was almost like he wanted to engage in a conversation. That's how openly, like, I've heard some comments or murmurs like, oh, man, that feels good. Needed that. Oh, been a rough ride. Whatever. This guy was like, it was like he was waiting for me to engage in, like, oh, yeah, buddy, it's working for you today? Oh, congrats. You're going to get off to a nice start. Like, I didn't know. But instead, I went to the notepad, and I was like, I got to bring this up on the show.
I like it. He was looking for some moral support. I mean, now, how old do you think he was? That matters. 60 80s, or 80?
70s or 80s, probably.
Ah, man, the guy's just hoping the pipes work. He's thrilled. I don't blame him.
He's looking to talk to somebody. All right, BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. They're over to call. Mike is calling from Mountainside back about the Yankees. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. What's up?
What's up, Mike?
I just want to start off with the disco fries. Guys ever have or out in New Jersey and you ever go to a place in Newark, they have these things called lava fries, which are really, really, really crispy French fries, buffalo sauce, top of mozzarella. Incredible.
Mm. That sounds
that
pretty
does
good.
Sound pretty
I'm a
good.
Buffalo sauce guy. Are you a buffalo sauce guy?
Not as much as you. I don't love it. I like it.
All right. Go ahead, Mike. What else you got?
And also, so I just want to say about the Yankees, I feel like everybody is nowadays is all about the hard hit ball and the hard hit percentage. And Volpe is swinging out of his shoes. I mean, he did hit the triple last night, but three strikeouts as well. I mean, that's not what we need. We need him to get on base. We need doubles. We need singles. We need him to, you know, create habits there.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that I don't know. I think that there's too much emphasis on swinging the bat so hard to try to make hard contact as opposed to, hitting 250 at least.
Yeah. No, I don't think that you're wrong there, Mike, and thanks for the call. Listen, if I was to boil down what I think is alarming about Volpe, and get like actually specific, I think he misses too many fastballs that are over the plate that are hittable, either fouls him back or just misses him. And obviously the soft stuff away, he still hasn't tightened up that open spot in his swing.
Shouldn't he just be going to right field? Stop pulling stuff.
Yeah, he should be.
Focused on hitting the ball hard to right field. When he's at his best, that's what he does.
No question about it.
And at Yankee Stadium in particular, some of those can turn into home runs. But I'm not looking for power from him. I want him to smoke the balls in the gap or down the line to right field and become a higher average hitter and more impactful, more consistent bat. Paul O'Neill said on the broadcast the other day, I think that he'd sign up. I think Kay asked him about this. I'm pretty sure it was Kay who asked him about it. But maybe it was just a question that came up in the booth. But would you give up the power from Volpe to just have him hit more singles but have a higher average? I don't know if that was like a fan question. I forget where I said
it. I heard it. I know what you're talking about.
So there you go. And he said, yeah, well, then without a doubt, in a second, that's what – I don't want to say that's what championship teams do. I know the importance of the home run. Yankees have Judge and Stanton and endless others who are going to hit –
Has 14.
That's what I mean. So
Rice.
They have a lot of powerful guys.
Yeah.
You're telling me their lineup wouldn't be better off with Volpe leading off.
Yeah.
Rice number two, Judge, Stanton, Wells, whatever, Jazz you want to put behind him. But having Volpe be a high on base, high average guy that could create havoc on the base paths, come on.
That would be ideal because, you know, the thing too is Volpe's best trade, certainly one of them is speed. And I also think baseball IQ, even though we made a few gaffes lately, I get that on the bases, but I think he's a smart, inherently astute, and adroit baseball player on the bags, right? And I think that because he's not on base as much, that he's a little hesitant when he's on there. And just imagine, you know, he's going to steal 20-something bags with his eyes shut. Imagine if he was a 270 hitter. Still 40.
Right.
Because that's how many more times?
I'm thinking 300, but...
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, let's get to 270 before we get to... I don't know that we'll ever get to 300. I'm hoping for the young man. I love him, but I don't see a 300 swing there. I do see a moldable, reshapable 275, 280, you know, but that next jump, I mean, how many guys in baseball going to hit 300 this year? 15, 20?
And by the way, this is... I know we have to break. I'm sorry, Dove. This is not just a Yankee problem or a Met problem. It is a baseball problem. Even look at the Braves. Michael Harris, great young player.
Dude,
here he
is falling apart.
Yeah, but it happens around the sport. We just don't see it every day.
Yeah,
because we're focused on the Mets and Yankees. But this is a baseball issue where there isn't the consistency that we used to see quite a bit, whether it's the 80s or the 90s.
I agree. Well said.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.